Welcome to CH Lone Star. We have here Wade Bagley for our first CH session. And we want to thank some of our sponsors, which my number one is my wife. We have Failing Guitars, Turtle Box, Numa Camo, Los Casadores, and one of our favorites is Mossy Horn Whiskey. So before we start this session, Wade, we're going to take us a shot. Good morning, everybody.
You're shitting.
So
we're going to take a shot, and then we'll get rolling.
I'm going to give an honest review, too, right here.
Tell me your review.
Yeah. Of what? I mean, yeah. I've never tried it. All right. So here we go.
We're going to give you, so we have a couple of different ones. We have a regular Mossy Horn whiskey, and then they have a pecan, and then they have a bourbon.
And this is the pecan?
This is the pecan.
Here we go.
So.
This might be the best podcast I've ever been on right here.
Yeah?
I mean.
There you go.
I mean, how many podcasts can Wade Bagley actually be in? You know? Oh, I see. I got the bigger one.
I kind of did that on purpose.
Oh, no. Here we go. All right.
Here's to the first episode.
First episode.
Love you, buddy.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you all. Mm. Oh.
It's really good. Actually, I don't need a chaser for that. It is that good. It's not bad, is it? You want another one?
Yeah, I don't think I got it.
Oh, for real?
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
You know,
I'm not a straight whiskey guy. Like the worst thing you can do to me on stage is like, and I'm like, what is it?
I feel like I always do that to you and some of the other guys that are my friends just to be a dick. And I know it pisses you guys off. You'll look into my soul like, dude, you're just such an asshole.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, this...
It's not bad, though.
Mossy Horn, man.
So it's pretty cool in the future. We're going to be doing some collab stuff where we will actually have labels that say, like, Mossy Horn collabed with, like, a musician. Yeah. So we're going to be trying to do some limited edition stuff where we're promoting that. And, like, if you have a new single or something coming out, we can actually like build something live to that and do like a limited edition. And he's in every Total Wine, all of the big stores in Texas.
This stuff's pretty good.
So
here we go.
Pretty excited about it.
I promise we'll get back to the podcast.
Yes.
Shortly.
So,
stand by.
Yeah. So, we're getting rolling in this studio session. I know we kind of are just jumping into this. New thing and everything. Have you done a lot of these?
I've done two or three.
Yeah.
What about
some of those guys? Like, did you like doing those, or are they kind of?
I always wanted the questions before,
for sure.
But like, I could see why if you were doing the podcast,
put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't really have time to think about.
Because I watch back some of my interviews on YouTube, and I'm like, what were you? What were you doing, son?
Yeah,
you know,
for sure, for sure.
I think the podcast settings a lot. You really get to see.
For sure. So, yeah. I mean, we're, you know, there's some certain stuff that we're going to be doing in this studio. Musicians that, I mean, we've been doing stuff for a couple years together now. We're building something as it's a team family thing. Like, we built this not just for me to do my thing. This is for anyone that does business with CH. Can use and abuse the studio.
For sure.
It's pretty cool. We have a really, I mean, it's not just me. We have a hell of a team. We got Tristan that's going to be handling like the engineering and stuff. And Tristan and Hayden are kind of putting a team of studio guys together to where if they need someone where you don't think someone in the band is going to be the right guy for what you're trying to do for recording or whatever, you know, we're going to put some stuff together that way. But we want you guys to use and abuse it. And this is for anybody that, you know, does business with CH. So it's pretty exciting
for sure.
So just kind of talking about stuff with you. I mean, we're about to hit the new year next week.
For sure.
What are some of the exciting things you have coming up?
We've got obviously shows. This is the first holiday season, and I've been doing this for 5 years now. This is the first like wintertime where it didn't just go cold.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, we're still playing the full band stuff. Because I feel like holidays, a lot of people
it
want...
It slows down.
Or they want, like, acoustic, intimate, listening room type shows.
Yeah.
And this is like the first year. We're still just coasting right through.
That's awesome. So, yeah.
We're going back to the studio in February. I'm stoked about that.
Heck yeah. That's
obviously awesome. Putting music out is the deal. That's why we do it, you know. So
for sure. You have any songs that are pretty exciting on that one that you just can't wait to put out?
Yeah. We're going to do a full of like 3 or 4 days in the studio. And I think we've got a couple of songs. One of them we've been playing live.
Just kind of
for
testing the waters.
I don't know how long, a year or two. You know?
You're just excited to get it out.
Yeah, finally.
Hell yeah,
and,
man.
And it's always cool to play them live, too, because I think songs can grow.
For sure. For sure.
Change a little bit here and there, you know.
So I know a couple, I guess about a month ago, you got a new van.
We bought a new van, man.
How was that?
It was cool. It was a fiasco. We,
you put some miles on the old one.
Yes. Yeah. We got
and some stories.
No doubt. That thing was a piece. You know, the other day I found, there was a door panel that fell off of that old van.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in my dad's shop. I found it the other day. We still got it. And, I was like, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, keep that's that, awesome. For sure.
Know? I don't
for
know. Sure.
What about the TV you decked out in your old...
You know, I sold that thing and the TV was broken in it.
Yeah.
It turns out when you do an aftermarket TV in a vehicle, you've got to figure out some kind of shock movement because that thing going down the highway, you know, like, yeah. It's going to take its toll on your little $40 pawn shop TV, you know? So we were replacing TVs in that thing once every 3 months.
Oh, my God.
I remember we were in Fort Worth playing somewhere, and I turned it on. Ooh, I was hot. Spider-webbed.
Ooh.
Somebody's fat ass done pammed up
damn,
against it and broke it.
That
didn't
sucks.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
It was probably the rough road, but.
So.
I think Hayden broke it.
I think
that dude Hayden.
He breaks a lot of stuff. He just don't want one.
He's hard on stuff, man.
Yeah, he is. He's hard on
it's
a
awful.
Lot of stuff. Hard on women. Hard on it all. I know you got a couple of tattoos.
Yes.
Are they all professionally done in a tattoo studio?
Ooh, no.
No?
No, we did.
Had one in your apartment.
Man, it's like chicken scratch stuff. It's not even. I wouldn't even call it a tattoo.
Yeah?
Like, sometimes when I lick my thumb and rub at it, it will come off. No, but, yeah, I had a buddy do one in my apartment.
Yeah? How'd
once
that go?
Time. Man, I woke up, you know, my eyes were all blurry, and I was like,
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have a lot of those
like
times.
The whole, the most stereotypical go-to-Vegas movie.
Yeah.
You know, like the one with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz when they wake up and they're, like, married?
Yeah.
Like that. I was like, oh, no.
I don't want to say this because I feel like it's going to jinx me. Mm-hmm. I have never gotten so drunk, blacked out, where I don't remember.
Really?
Not one time. Knock on wood. Like, it's never happened. I think that would terrify me. So you just... I've never woke up and be like, I mean, I've had times where I'm like, man, I don't remember that one part.
Yeah.
But I've never woke up and be like, what happened last night?
Or like.
Have you had a couple of those?
Man, I'm always worried about what I'll say.
I feel like I've gotten, I don't black out, but I'll just get drunk enough where I'll just tell you my honest opinion.
Right.
Which is very good and bad. And you just find out what happens the next
night. Off the record. Yeah.
You know. So like talking about that kind of stuff and. Man, you play a lot of shows, you do a lot of drinking, or you used to.
Man.
What I've noticed here in the last couple of years where you would party, and now you're putting it as a business.
For sure.
And you're like, Cody, I gotta go home. I'm like, what the fuck, let's party.
What's wrong, it's Wade.
But you're legit trying to,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
what makes it hard when you're partying with fans,
yeah.
And now you're like, I gotta go home.
You know, that's the kind of the show Dark Side of the Ring when they talk about them wrestlers and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a lot of the stuff that people don't, you know, they don't, it just happens and nobody really talks about. I don't think I had a problem. I think it's.
No, I mean, you wanted to party with your friends after and have a good time.
And doing what we do, you kind of got to realize sooner than later, like, you are someone's Friday and Saturday night.
For sure.
You know,
sure. And it's a business for you, for them, it's for fun.
Yeah, true. And I always tell people when they as soon as they hop out the van, I'm like, hey, just whatever you do tonight, I want you to have fun, but just remember you're representing me and what we stand for.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think of just growing up, You know, we were just young and dumb.
For sure.
I was fresh 21 when I started doing this. I mean, what a career path to take at 21, you know.
It's scary, too, because you just have no idea where it's going to take you.
Still don't.
And that's where you were kind of talking to me the other day. You're like, Cody, it's actually been like, it's working.
Yeah.
Like, it's working itself out.
And I don't think it has anything to do with that necessarily.
No, no. But I would say you taking it more serious and not just going to party after.
True.
Where now you're like, hey, I need to go home. You know, I need to work on things, you know.
Or like, go home and
not feel like shit the next day either.
That too.
You know.
And like, spend time with your instrument. Like,
yeah.
Actually be good at what you're, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's been exciting to see here just in the last couple of years of, I mean, we're all growing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you met me, I think, hell, we were in the other building, in another building. A little one. It was only three of us.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we started. And
yeah. I remember I ordered some caps.
Yeah. I was trying to think of how we met. I think we just met through Cameron and everything else.
Yeah. Being around Denton.
Yeah.
From here.
So, talking about that, what do you think about doing business with CH and us helping you with your merch and things like that? We've been doing it for a couple of years. You know, we appreciate your business. But what do you think on, do you like everything we do? And, you know, I wanted to kind of hear your side of that.
I've never had like a negative experience. I think one time I came in, this will be cool. it's like an actual, you know, like actually talk about
for
that.
Sure.
Don't
for
just
sure.
go. Don't just go. Oh yeah, it's been great.
For sure.
Anyway, next question. No, but one time I walked in, or not walked in. I think I called Haley and was like, "Hey, is there any different like the shirt itself?" Is there any way to make it a little cheaper?
Yeah.
And I asked her, and she was like, yeah. And then those T-shirts come out, and I was like, I see why they wanted to do it on that other T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of crazy is when you, and a lot of people in the business, they want to go a cheaper shirt, and I get it.
It's hard, man.
It's tough. You know? And especially in the last year or two, things have literally tripled.
Yep.
Everything has.
Everything.
So, like, you know, when they were paying 3 years ago for a shirt and they're like, you are killing me. I'm like, dude, like, I'm charging the same as I was 3 years ago. Just the shirt costs three times as much.
Yeah.
Like, believe me, it's hurting me too, you know?
Yeah.
But what's crazy is, I mean, there's some difference in some shirts from, like, when you're going to a cheap shirt to a high-end shirt. For sure. But when you go, like, if you're at a mid-grade and you're like, man, I want to go just a little bit cheaper.
Right.
In my brain, it ain't worth it.
Right.
Think about it when you go to the closet. How many, you probably have five shirts that are your go-to shirts that you wear every fucking month. Like, those are your shirts that you wear.
Yeah.
I have 12 million shirts in my closet, and there's probably 10 that I wear.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, that's kind of where I look at is, hey, yeah, let's save 10 cents.
Yeah.
And that's really, you're saving 25 cents, 50 cents. Like, that's, it's not like a $3 difference.
Yeah.
So in my brain, and I get it, you know, that's kind of why, I mean, we work with certain guys with certain deals and work it out. Cause at the end of the day, I want you selling merch.
Yeah.
I want it to move.
Yeah, this should.
I don't want you to buy a Hanes and be like, well, I haven't sold no merch in 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder why. You
basic
bought a
design.
Damn. Yeah, I shouldn't call out brands, but it is what it
no,
is.
No, but hey.
But you know what I mean? But if you have a Bella canvas and you're like, this is a soft shirt, you're going to sell it faster.
Yes.
So, like, for me, I'm not trying to be like, ooh, I made that extra 50 cents on each shirt. Like, I want it as cheap as I can because I look at the volume side of it. I want you to come in next month and be like, dude, we sold 100 of those shirts because they're nice.
Move weight.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I noticed, I told Hayden about this. I was like, you know, when we first started working together, I think my caps would look pretty cool. They haven't changed too much. But I was making some basic designs. I think I came up with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and which they were very basic, and I noticed I didn't move merch until I paid a digital designer through CH.
Yeah.
It cost more money. It
for
did.
For sure.
But
it paid for itself.
But I noticed with merch, you've got to put a design on it to where people walk by that merch booth and they go, I have to have that.
Yeah.
Not go, oh, it's $35 or whatever you charge for a T-shirt.
To help. No, like, they want it.
No, like, that's, I want to wear that out.
For sure.
Like, you were talking about those, you only wear 10.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, and it's tricky, like, I mean, we'll go to places, you know, and I'll be straight up, I'll look at the tag, because, like, like, I'm all about, and don't get me wrong, I'll buy shirts just to support, for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, I am going to look at the tag and be like, eh, that is one I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'll buy one just to buy one to help out, you know, the world and the business.
It's funny,
for sure.
It's funny, now all my basic merch, we no longer sell. Now it's all, you know.
Yeah.
Which it costs a little more, but I don't know.
It I think it works itself
chicken
out.
Chicken in the egg.
For sure, yeah.
If you design something cool that they have to
and
have.
The e-commerce deal, that's one of the things we've kicked off here in the last year or two, you know, and selling online, which has been a really good thing for a lot of guys, you know. And, I mean, this was our biggest year for Black Friday and Christmas. Like, it was insane.
Really?
We had, like... I want to say we had like I'm throwing crazy numbers, but we're like last year we maybe did 1,500 to 2,000 orders for Black Friday, and that was just like a maybe 3-day deal where people were ordering. I think we hit like 3,000 or 4,000 or even more than that. And I mean, you got to think like that's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy to hear. I always joke anyone I see at a venue or another artist or like an opening act or if we're the opening act.
Yeah,
like my boys will be setting up the stage, right? And we've got one crew member, and he'll be setting up my pedal board, my mic.
Yeah,
and my ass is over there setting merch up.
I am a firm believer that that's how you guys get to the next place. Like, really, I feel like where you guys are at is when you guys get paid by the venue. That's literally paying your guys.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get paid by selling the merch to a certain extent.
I played the other night acoustic gig $500, and that's you know,
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then sold 2 or 3 t-shirts on top.
Yeah.
Well, now we're looking at 600.
Yeah.
And I understand you do have to put up the money to buy the merch.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy. I'll see guys that I print merch for, and I'll go to the venue, and then they don't have their merch out.
True.
And I'm like, you spent all this money on merch, and then you just never sell
it. Man,
out.
I do
it just
that.
Confuses
I'm
me.
Guilty of that.
You know?
Yeah.
But think about it. One t-shirt, that's an extra $25 in your
true.
Pocket. You
true.
Know?
And what, may cost $12 to buy? Or,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all wholesale
takes you
to resale.
10 minutes to sit out on the table.
True.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, but I feel like that's all of us in certain situations, you know?
Yeah.
You get comfortable, or you're just not in the mood that day,
yeah,
or whatever.
Not
you
a good
know?
Turnout, or...
So
anyway, next question.
So then talking from merch, you got, you know, where'd you record your first single?
Melody Mountain Studios.
Yeah.
Stephenville, Texas.
Heck yeah. Who do you record with now?
Eric DeLagarde in Denton, Real Time Audio.
And why are you so excited? Like, you've been recording with him for a while, right?
We did the last project with him.
Okay.
We made a half a record, an EP with him.
What makes you want to go back to him? Like, what are some of the things you like for recording with him?
Man, he kind of got it on. Like, when we got in there, it's no nonsense. I mean, in a career that can be a bunch of nonsense.
For sure.
Man, he gets to it. He's not scared to tell me. I've always said, I'll put producers into one phrase or one saying. If somebody was like going to record their first song and they walked up to me and were like, hey, how do you know you're choosing the right producer? And there's a line in the movie Wolf of Wall Street where he goes, I never ask them to ask me about my winners. I always tell them to judge me on my losers.
For sure.
And that being said, judge a producer when you don't like what they... Like, if they send you a cut of it, right?
Yeah.
And you go in your car or wherever you go and you listen to it and you don't like it, that's when it's time. That's when you're able to judge your producer. Because if he just goes, well, I like it.
Yeah.
Now we're...
Yeah.
This has to be a gelling deal.
For sure. You almost kind of want them to be
back and forth. And you do. You need to be honest
because
with your producer and your producer
like
needs to be honest
like,
with
yep.
you.
Then they're just wanting to make money on you. Do you know what your most streamed song is on Spotify?
I do.
Which one is it?
Shade of You.
Yeah.
We didn't make that one in Denton.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. We made it in San Angelo.
Really?
Yeah.
In a studio or was it just...
Yeah. Studio.
That's cool.
We met this guy we made that when we were first kind of starting out, and we couldn't afford to record in Denton. Just flat out couldn't afford it. And, which we were just starting, but we found this guy. We played a gig, and he mixed front of house for us. And we were like, what's your name? Cool. Kind of got to talking to him. He's like, I got a studio. He gave us a number, and we were like, we can swing that. Went down there and made it.
That's awesome. What are some of the stuff you've done with Axel?
It's a privilege to work with Axel, man. That dude's... we're not going to talk about him like...
Man, flies in here, huh?
I'm fixing to judo chop this fly. Anytime you get to work with Axel, you should do it.
For sure. Especially I'd say that, that campfire session deal that we did was legit, dude, man. People, that was fun.
I've seen on Stubwire, which is like a ticket deal venues use, like a ticket engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a website that where they sell the tickets on. And I looked on Stubwire.com for a show we were doing just to see the tickets and how much they were. And that video was on Stubwire.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who does that.
That's cool.
It's like they got a...
And we literally, me and Axe were sitting in the kitchen. And we were like, man, we really need to come up with some ways where we do like some acoustic sessions and try to come up with a couple of things.
People love that, man.
And we just literally called Wade and was like, hey, you want to do this tonight?
What are you doing, boy?
Like, what are you doing? We have no idea what we're doing. We want to see if you're down. And we went and did that. And it just worked out.
Yeah, that video is awesome.
It was clean.
And my buddy sent me a snap the other day. They're all opening presents. That video was up on the TV. I was
really?
Like,
yeah. That's cool.
That's part of their Christmas.
Yeah.
Without coming That's down awesome. The chimney.
We need to do some more stuff like that, for sure. Yeah, I mean, so to give you a little bit of idea, this fucking fly, a little bit of the idea of like what we're going to do here is we're here to just build content. I'm doing like a brand ambassador deal with certain musicians, up and comers. You know, a lot of people ask me, like, who's your biggest musician? Man, it ain't about that.
Yeah.
Me and Haley.
You're like a mama with kids.
Dude.
How you going to ask me that question?
Yeah, but we like it. Like, honestly, the up-and-comers are the ones that pay our bills. Like, yeah, like, the bigger ones, I don't really like saying that. But, like, yeah, they spend chunks of money with us. But, like, up-and-comers are ordering every couple of weeks, and those are the ones that keep the business rolling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah, because if you buy $30,000 worth of merch.
And then you don't call me for 6 months, it doesn't pay my bills. But if you I hate to say it that way. It does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I have to look at it as you spend that one chunk, we print it all, and then I have 25 employees. What am I going to do until you put the next order in? Where, you know, the up and comers are printing every couple of weeks, and those are the ones that are keeping us busy on the printing all the time.
Yeah, and it's not like you don't have a 4-car garage and you're still building on. This thing's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, let's be honest with you.
It's insane. We had our Christmas party. And I just looked, and I was, I mean, it's crazy. You know,
cool.
It's like, but in a weird way, I feel like I'm still in the garage.
Yeah.
I really do.
It don't feel that long ago, does it?
And I want it to stay that way.
Yeah.
It's tricky. You know, the bigger you get, I see where, like, some of these bigger companies try to stay family-vibed, and it does. It gets harder the bigger you get. Like, my phone, I mean, I sit on freaking thousands of text messages.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I'll literally say, hey, go to the quoting department, work with them.
Yeah.
They're still texting me.
Yeah.
You know, and I want that, but it's like.
Yeah, that's a growing
It's tricky,
thing.
Though, because I'm like, man, I want to make sure you get taken care of, but I am literally, you know, trying. It's a tricky spot.
I'm up under a t-shirt dryer fixing this sucker.
Yeah, right now. Or, you know, I'm doing other, you know, I'm always doing something, you know, and it's hard to get back to every single guy. That's why I was hey, go to this person. I promise they will take care of you right there.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm paying them
and
for.
And so, you know, I mean, it's been exciting. The last year has been really crazy growth. We built the building, got a second auto. We got a way bigger dryer. Our next goal is getting like a wax machine where we can burn on screens way faster. That'd change our production insanely. So I had a musician that showed up to the shop, and he had a tour coming in pretty quick, and I knew it was coming. And you know, we all wait last second. Musicians wait the last second.
Oh, 100%.
And that's what's funny. A lot of guys I work with, designer wise, sales people, not everyone's built for this game. You know, a lot of people are like, why are you growing so fast? a lot of companies that are in the same shoes as me in promotional items, not a lot of them can handle business as musicians is not normal customers. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
They wait last second.
Yeah.
They work at night. And not everyone wants to deal with both of those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, and we do. And it's been tricky for me and Haley, you know, yeah. but it's got us where we are today. Yeah. We're blessed. We got awesome people we work with, and we would never change it for the world. So this guy shows up, and I'm kind of freaking out. And I'm like, hey, are you here to pick your merch up? He's like, yeah. I was like, dude, that stuff's not done. I know it's not done. I know it's sitting on the table ready to be into production, but it's not done. And I was like, can I see the email you got? Because it sends an email, lets you know it's done. Mm-hmm. And he shows it. And I'm like, dude, that's the 50% deposit. And yeah. He's like, dude, I leave in the morning. And I'm like, so then I'm like, all right, man. And I'm scrambling. Like, how can I make, you know, what do I do here? You know, yeah. like, it's not my fault, but this is how I build relationships,
yeah.
you know, and this is the loyalty that I want. Like, that's what's, I'll tell the story and then explain kind of what's tricky about it. And so he left. He wasn't mad at me. He was upset at himself. He drove an hour and a half to come pick this stuff up.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'll let me see what I can figure out. Me and Hayden, we stayed. And then I think he left. And then I kept printing. And I had a couple other people helping me. And then I called him about 10 o'clock at night. Hey, all your stuff's sitting on the front porch. Are you kidding me? And so we printed it
yeah.
all for him. You know, but that's what builds the relationships. And that's what's tricky is a lot of the guys that I've worked with, knock on wood, has not left me, that we yeah. have started from the beginning and we are here today. You always have that handful that you just couldn't make them happy or it just didn't work out, you know. And I always try to fight to get them back or it bothers me. It gets to me pretty bad. But, like, there's guys I've literally printed till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. And it's like, man, not everyone will do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that because I look for the relationship and friendship for the long run. Yeah.